Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldhar and Dinim Maseches Tainus Daf Lamed, the fourth parak b'Shlosha Prakim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in the Braisa, Kol Mitzvos Hanuhagos Ba'Avel, Nuhagos B'Tisha B'Av. All mitzvahs that apply to a mourner apply on Tisha B'Av. It's forbidden to eat, drink, anoint, wear leather shoes, and have marital relations. Ba'asu Yikros B'Torah B'Nevim B'Ksuvim, and it's forbidden to learn Torah, Nevim B'Ksuvim, and to learn Mishnah, Talmud, Midrash, Halachas, and Agarata. But one may read from Tanakh in a place he's not accustomed to read, and learn Torah Shabbat Peh in a place he's not accustomed to learn. Rashi explains it'll be bothered since it's not easy for him to understand what he's learning. He may read from Kinos, Iov, and upsetting sections in Yirmiyahu. And school children must not learn. All the above is because it states in the Pasuk, B'kudi Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev, the mandates of a Kadosh Baruch Hu are straight, making the heart happy. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says that one may also not read Tanakh in the places that he's not familiar with, nor learn Torah Shabbat Peh in the areas that he's not familiar with. Point number two is Tanah Brisa of Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Kol ocho v'shos b'tisha b'av ki u ocho v'shos b'yom kippurim. Anyone who eats or drinks on Tisha B'av is considered as if he ate or drank on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol os malach b'tisha b'av ein ro'a simon bracha l'olam. Whoever works on Tisha B'av will never see any sign of bracha. Rashi says that one will not see bracha from this malacha. The Chachamim say, Kol os malach b'tisha b'av ve'inu mis'abo Yishalayim ein ro'a b'simchasa. Anyone who works on Tisha B'av and does not mourn over Yerushalayim will not see her in her joy when the Gula occurs. As it stated in the Pasuk, Simchos Yerushalayim begilu ba'al kol ha'aveh, sisu ita mesos kol ha'misa'abim aleha. Make Yerushalayim happy and rejoice with her, all who love her, be joyous with her, all those who mourn for her. From here, Chazal said, kol misa'abim Yerushalayim zoche v'ro b'simchasa. All who mourn over Yerushalayim will merit and see in her joy, v'sheinu misa'abim Yerushalayim ein ro'a b'simchasa. And all who do not mourn over Yerushalayim will not see her in her joy. And pointing with you, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis stated, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, there were no days as festive to Yisrael as the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. The Gemara here asks that while it's understandable that Yom Kippur was a festive day, because there's a Slicha and Mechila and the second set of Luchos were given, but what occurred on the 15th of Av to make it a festive day? The Gemara brings six answers. Point number one, it's the day that the Shvatim were permitted to intermarry, as the Chachamim determined that the halacha that women who inherited property must marry within their tribe only applied to the generation of Benot Tzelofcha. Number two is the day that Shev Ben Yamin were permitted to marry into the other tribes after the incident of Plegish Megiva. Number three, Yom Shekalu Bo Meisei Midbar, it's the day on which those who were destined to die in the Midbar finished dying. As long as people were dying, Hashem did not communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu. Number four, it's the day that Hoshea removed the guards that Yerubim ben Nevat put on the roads to prevent the Jews from going up to Yerushalayim for the Regalim. Number five, it's the day that those who were slaughtered in Beitar were buried. Number six, it's the day they stopped cutting trees for the Merachah since the sun's strength weakens on this day, and therefore wood does not dry enough. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was taught in a Braisa, Kol mitzvahs hanuhagos ba'av nuhagos b'tisha b'av. All mitzvahs that apply to a mourner apply in Tisha B'av. It's forbidden to eat, drink, anoint, wear leather shoes, and have marital relations. And it's forbidden to learn Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and to learn Mishnah, Talmud, Midrash, Halachas, and Agadata. But one may read from Tanakh in a place that he's not accustomed to read, and learn Torah Shabbat Peh in a place that he's not accustomed to learn. Rashi explains that he'll be bothered since it's not easy for him to understand what he's learning. He may read from Kinos, Iov, and the upsetting sections in Yirmiyahu. But Tinoka shall base Rabban Batelim, and school children must not learn. All the above is because it states in the Pasuk, B'kudi Hashem Yisharim is Samachilev. The mandates of Hashem are straight, making the heart happy. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says one may also not read Tanakh in the places that he's not familiar with, nor learn Torah Shabbat Peh in the areas that he's not familiar with. Point number two is taught in a Braisa. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Kol ocho v'shos b'tisha b'av, ki u ocho v'shos b'yom kippurim. Anyone who eats or drinks on Tisha B'av is considered as if he ate or drank on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva says, whoever works on Tisha B'Av will never see any sign of bracha. Rashi says that one will not see bracha from this malacha. The Chachamim say, anyone who works on Tisha B'Av and does not mourn over Yerushalayim will not see her in her joy when the Gula occurs, as it stated in the Pasuk, Simchos Yerushalayim Agilu Ba Kol Ohaveh, Sisu Ita Mesos Kol Misabim Aleha. Make Yerushalayim happy and rejoice with her. All who love her, rejoice with her, all those who mourn for her. From here, Chazal said, Kol misa'abu Yerushalayim zoche v'ro b'simchasa. All who mourn over Yerushalayim will merit and see her in her joy. V'sheinu misa'abu Yerushalayim ein ro'a b'simchasa. And all who do not mourn over Yerushalayim will not see her in her joy. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis stated, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Lo yu yamim tovim Yisrael k'chamisha asar ba'av yom kippurim. There were no days as festive to Israel as Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. The Gemara here asks that while it's understandable that Yom Kippur was a festive day, Mishum de Eisle Slicha Mechila Shenitnu Baruchos Achronos, because their Slicha and Mechila on the second set of Luchos were given, what occurred on the 15th of Av to make it a festive day? The Gemara brings six answers. Number one, it's the day that the Shvatim were permitted to intermarry, as Chachamim determined that the halakha that women who inherited property must marry within their tribe only applied to the generation of Benot Slavchad. Number two is the day that Shevet Binyamin were permitted to marry into the other tribes after the incident of Pelegish Begiva. Number three, Yom Shekalu Bo Meisim Midbar. It's the day in which those who were destined to die in the Midbar finished dying. As long as people were dying, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu. Number four, it's the day that Hoshea removed the guards that Yerubim ben Nevat put on the roads to prevent the Jews from going up to Yerushalayim for their regalim. Number five, it's the day that those who were slaughtered in Beitar were buried. Number six, it's the day that they stopped cutting trees from the Marachas, since the sun's strength weakens on this day, and therefore wood does not dry enough. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed, and our standard Siman is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe who didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos Iov and parts of Yirmiyahu, and who mourned bitterly over Yerushalayim, finally stopped when he heard people rejoicing outside because of six events that occurred on the festive day of Tu B'Av. Once again, in slow motion. The Rebbe, that must be Siman Daf Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe who didn't read anything to his Talmido on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos Iov and parts of Yirmiyahu, which reminds us that the Gemara discusses what we're permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av. So the Rebbe who didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos Iov and parts of Yirmiyahu, and who mourned bitterly over Yerushalayim, which reminds us that Chazal said, "Kol misabel Yerushalayim zoche v'ro b'simchasa." All who mourn over Yerushalayim will merit and see in her joy. So the Rebbe didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos Iov and parts of Yirmiyahu, and who mourned bitterly over Yerushalayim, finally stopped when he heard people rejoicing outside because of six events that occurred on the festive day of Tu B'Av, which reminds us the Gemara lists six different reasons why Tu B'Av is a festive day. So once again, the Rebbe didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos Iov and parts of Yirmiyahu, and who mourned bitterly over Yerushalayim, finally stopped when he heard people rejoicing outside because of six events that occurred on the festive day of Tu B'Av. All right, now it's time for a four Ba'at Chazara. Daf Chavav. So the Siman Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must be learned off Chavav. The military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, which reminds us that the Mishnah teaches that the institution of Ma'amados was instituted because it's necessary that the Tamid, which is brought on behalf of the Jewish people, have representatives of the Jewish people there when it's offered. So the military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way, which reminds us that the Mishnah lists the five calamities that occurred on Shivat Arba Tammuz and the five that occurred on Tisha B'Av. So the military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way, came across a drunken Kohen who was forbidden to bless the people. Which reminds us that the Gemara brings an asmachta that juxtaposes the Kohen Mavarak to the Parsha of Nazir to teach that just as a Nazir is forbidden to drink wine, so to the Kohen that is Mavarak is forbidden to drink wine, Midrabanan. Daf Chavzayin. So the Siman Daf Chavzayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The 24 groups of kazoo players, that must be more in Daf Chav Zayin. The 24 groups of kazoo players, which reminds us of this Malchus and how the Mishmaros grew to eventually becoming 24. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzz a massive of my Sabreshi symphony, while one boy sang the Bama Eda song, which reminds us that the Mishnah had said that the Yisraelim that were part of the Mishmar, that were not located in Yerushalayim, would gather in their towns and reap from Maisa Breshis. The grass, what the connection is between the Ma'amados and Maisa Breshis, Rabbi Yaakov Barachov said in the name of Rasi, Yimali Ma'amados and Niskai Mishmaim Ba'aretz, if not for the Ma'amados, referring to the Karbonis that the Ma'amados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. The Gemara teaches that when Avraham Avinu asked, but Ma'ida, he was asking how Klal Yisrael will survive when they sin and there's no Beis Hamikdash and no Karbanis. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that he'll consider our learning the Parsha of Karbanis as if we had brought them and we will be forgiven. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzzed a massive Maisa Bereshi symphony while one boy sang the Bamei Eda song were told they could not play on Sundays as it would definitely insult the note stream and they might feel weak after Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings three reasons why the Ma'amados don't fast on Sunday, either because of the note stream will be insulted, or it's the third day from our creation and we're weakest then, or because the Neshama Seir has left us Motzi Shabbos, so we are weak on Sundays. Daf Chav Ches, so the Siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more than Daf Chav Ches. The strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple, which reminds us, Chami explained the background of the Zman Atzei Kohanim Baha'am, the wood festival of the Kohanim and the people, which took place 9 times a year. When the exiles, the sanitaries, who from Babel, they didn't find any wood in the Lushkas HaEtzim, and these families stood up and donated wood of their own, and the prophets were among them, made the following condition that even when the Lushkas HaEtzim is full of wood, these families will continue to donate wood of their own. So the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half hallel in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because it was not a chiyuv d'oraisa, which reminds the Gemara asks why the Mishnah did not list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a day when there is no mamet, since just like Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it's a day when there is a hallel, a musaf, and a wood offering. Rava said this indicates that the hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not a d'oraisa. As Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yohanan Tzadok, there are 18 days a year when an individual who davens alone must say the entire Hallel, and Rosh Chodesh isn't listed. So the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half Hallel in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because it was not a Chiyuv d'oraisa, smashed his logs of wood to the ground when he discovered his donation day was actually the 17th of Tammuz. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, how is it known that the luchos were broken on Shiva Sabra Tammuz? And answers that since the day Moshe went into the cloud was the 7th of Sivan, it means that he was there for the last 24 days in Sivan and the first 16 days of Tammuz, and he descended on the 17th of Tammuz and broke the luchos. Daf Chavtes. So the symbol Daf Chavtes is a cot. So here goes. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, cot, that must be more Daf Chavtes. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, which reminds us of Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the people cried on the night of Tisha B'Av, upon hearing the spies report, Atem bechisim bechir shalchinam, bani kovei lachem bechila doors. You cried a crying for no reason. Therefore I shall fix for you on this day a crying for generations. So, while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbors started to light their toy temple on fire, which reminds us that on the 9th of Av, close to evening, the Beis HaMikdash was set on fire, and it continued to burn the entire day of the 10th of Av. Based on this, that the Beis HaMikdash burned primarily on the 10th of Av, Rabbi Yochanan said that had he lived in that generation, he would have fixed the fast day on the 10th of Av. But the Rabban fixed on the 9th because, as Chalata Tabanusa Adifa, it's better to fix the day based on the start of the tragedy. So, while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbor started to light their toy temple on fire, knowing he would be spared in court during the month of Av. Which reminds us that we learn Kashem Shemiknis Av Mat Mesimcha, Kach Meshiknis Adar Marbim Mesimcha. Just as when Av begins, we diminish our simcha, so too when Adar begins, we increase our simcha. Papa said, therefore, when a Jew has a court case in a non-Jewish court with a Nachri, he should avoid him during the month of Av when a Jew's muzzle is bad and should make himself available to go during Adar when his muzzle is good. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing a great day and great learning.